Yep.
Dumber, unveil my spec script for Friends in which Rachel has to get her asshole bleached.
They're like, you understand the character's name is Rachel, right?
Not Aniston.
So no one told you life was fucking something. Just handing in a spec script to an agent, and I've written the lyrics to the theme song. In my spec script, it takes up 4 pages. I don't know. I know this is supposed to be like 22 pages, but I figured with commercials and shit. You have to put like, maybe this would be
write
like
a commercial.
Yeah, this would be like a, there'd be like a PSA or like a breaking news thing. So there's going to be extra time in between. But Basically, this one, Rachel goes and gets her asshole bleached, but the doctor's horny, so he keeps coming
the
in his
doctor bleaching her asshole. That's a fundamental misunderstanding of every part of what
the doctor keeps coming. And he gets some cum on her ass, and then when she's fucking Ross later, he's like, what the hell is this fucking cum? She's like, I wanted to get my asshole bleached for you as a surprise, but the doctor was horny. And then we find out that really it was because there was a video of Joey from one of his acting gigs on the TV while he was doing the asshole bleaching.
Oh, so it was gay for him.
And the doctor's like, Ross, I didn't cum on Rachel's ass. It was because I'm gay.
Yeah.
And there's this guy Joey on TV.
Yeah.
Who's gay. And then, but the doctor's name is Dr. Beverly something. And so he's like, turns out Dr. Beverly was just coming because of Joey. And then Joey's like, Chandler, this is hot chick Beverly or whatever.
And he thinks it's a chick.
Yeah, he thinks it's a girl.
Oh.
So Joey's...
That's a classic sitcom.
Joey and Chandler are sitting in the living room, mutually masturbating to the idea of a female doctor.
In their leather chairs.
And then
recliners.
Yeah, Jennifer comes in, and they're like, you know, she walks in, she's like, did Ross tell you what happened? And they're like, yeah, we're both masturbating to that female doctor. And she's like, female? And then it's a tight shot on Joey, and it's like... next, coming up on Seinfeld. Coming up on Frasier.
I love that the doctor. I just imagine the doctor. Please. Rachel's ass knocking on the door to explain. Oh, by the way, Ross, it's not that I wanted to fuck Rachel. Like, he knows Ross.
No, Ross has to go. Ross confronts him. He's like, you came on my girlfriend's ass. No,
I thought he just knocked on the
door. No, Ross is like, I'm going to go see this fucking doctor. So Ross shows up to the doctor's office and he has to borrow a leather jacket from Joey to look tough. Mm. He's like, I'm worried I'm not going to be tough enough. So Ross shows up and he's wearing all Joey's leather stuff. To look
leather
like tough
pants,
guy.
Leather chaps.
So he's got a leather jacket on, no pants because Joey didn't have any leather hat. He shows up completely nude otherwise and the doctor... is like, what's going on? He's like, you came on my girlfriend's ass, and that's rape. And he's like, it's not, I'm gay. You can't tell anyone, obviously. You know, he's like, I'm gay. And then, you know, so then later Ross is like, the doctor's gay. They're like, the doctor's not gay. It's like, and then, but I don't know, a cameo from Jack from Will and Grace. He's like, well, gay people only tell other gay people that they're gay. And then Ross realizes that the doctor thinks he's gay because he showed up wearing a leather daddy outfit.
His dick was out. And
well, that might...
Not wearing pants.
Because he just wants to look tough, but he looks like a leather daddy.
Anyways, that's my spec script for Friends.
That's a classic mix-up.
That's my spec script for Friends that I sent.
I hate that when you're trying to look tough.
The big Hollywood hunches.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Well... folks, I gotta tend to my nose here and then go get my laundry before the fucking shit closes.